From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. About three quarters of school districts have school lunch debt at the end of the year. That's lunch bills that are unpaid by parents. The USDA is requiring schools to spell out their policies for dealing with those unpaid bills, hopefully sparing children embarrassment when they don't have enough money for lunch. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Bethany Staples' son was going through the lunch line at Auburn High School near Seattle a few years ago.
And he had his tray with his stuff on it ready to go.
But when he punched in his number, the cashier told him his account was empty.
And then she snatched the tray out of his hand, threw it in the trash, and then gave him, they call it a sandwich, but it was just two pieces of white bread with a piece of processed cheese in the middle.
The practice is common enough that it's got a name, lunch shaming, when parents have unpaid bills, but the kids pay the price. This school year, the USDA is requiring all districts to make it clear to parents how their school will respond in those situations.
Hi. Pizza? Pizza? How many pizzas?
At Brooklyn Park Middle School outside Baltimore, parents get a robocall every night warning them if they have a negative balance. Kids get to charge up to five hot meals before food service manager Rose Bennett pulls them aside.
Then I'll talk to them and I'll give them a cheese sandwich because you want to take money out of your pocket and you know you can't do that.
Diane Pratt-Hevner represents cafeteria workers, a spokesperson for the School Nutrition Association. She says the new policies vary by district.
But the first and foremost effort that, you know, we really see consistently across the country is trying to avoid the alternate meal altogether.
Partly by making sure every child who qualifies for free or reduced price lunch through the federal government is signed up. Michael Wilson is director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, which is pushing the state to pick up the difference between free and reduced meals.
The kids in the reduced price category are facing the biggest challenges because they're just above the poverty line, and they're the kids who are most likely to skip school meals because they can't afford it or because they have school bills.
More than half of high-poverty schools are now avoiding the problem altogether by serving all their kids free meals. Bethany Staples, whose son's lunch was thrown away in Auburn, Washington, actually qualified for free lunch but hadn't realized she needed to reapply. Carol Barker is child nutrition director for the schools in Auburn.
We don't want any of our children to be embarrassed because they don't have money. We realize this is a parent problem, not a child problem.
This year, her district is reversing the lunch line in its elementary schools so that kids see the cashier first and know what kind of meal they get before they go through the line. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.